From the Roundabout Studios in the Motor City, I'm Craig Cole.
And I'm Eric Kritko.
From Knoxville, Tennessee, I'm Zach Bowman.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 17, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every year on New Year's Day, we wake up in a pool of what we hope is our own vomit. Staggering to our feet, we search for our pants, a shred of dignity, and a cohesive Zen-like theme. In the process, we also uncover a host of stories and news bites to fit that theme, however hungover or dehydrated they may be. And whatever's left over, well, we talk about it anyway, because it's 2010! Woo!
Woohoo!
Ring in the new year! Happy New Year, everyone!
Happy New Year!
It's the first of the new year, you know? And that means it's no longer 2009. We've made that important transition
to the new year. And not to the new year, to the next decade.
And very good point, Eric. We have transitioned to the next decade. The second decade of the 21st century. How does that make you feel, Eric?
About like that.
Depressed?
Yeah, there's medication for that.
Yeah, liquor.
Sadly. Not enough of that. Anyways, moving on. And I don't know what kind of music Ben's playing for us there. So.
Auld Lang Syne.
Oh.
It was Für Elisa. No.
It was
Zach,
painful,
how is the new year treating you?
Pretty well.
Yeah?
Pretty well.
Anything new to report in the new year? Being that it is 2010.
It is 2010. No, nothing to report.
Okay, well.
Nothing.
That's something then. That's probably good, because sometimes news can be bad, you know?
It's, in my case, news is usually bad, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah. You were born under a bad sign or something.
I was, in fact, Star as the Cross. Sopranos theme would agree.
Yeah. So cool. Well, to help us ring in the new year, we thought this episode's theme should be New Year's predictions. So I will start this round of predictions since nobody else came up with any yet, but I'm sure I will spark their imaginations and their gears and their heads are turning. So my first big prediction is Chrysler will survive. Chrysler will survive. They're not going anywhere. That's my number one prediction right there.
I will survive for as long as I'm...
Yeah. Is that Aretha Franklin, Ben?
No.
Well, we'll just say it is. It's some other woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a man.
Gloria something, and I can't think of the last name.
Close enough. Chrysler will survive. Yes, it's going to be hard for them, but I think with visionary leadership at the top, a sound plan, and pushing some new and redesigned products, they will start to do better. Eric, what do you think of that?
Well, Sergio's got enough cash for a couple years anyways. Now, whether they're going to be – now, whether a rebodied Chrysler 300 and a new Jeep – Grand Cherokee is going to do it for him. I don't know. I predict they'll be lucky to have a 5% market share by the end of the year if that's the case.
5%? What are they at now? About 11?
I was going to say 8 or 9.
Oh, is that all they're at? I thought they were a little higher than that. But they've done it before. They've bounced back many times.
Yeah, but aren't their 9 lives about over with?
Yeah. Could argue that. But I think they're going to make it.
All right. It's good to have some optimism.
Absolutely.
In this town.
This town is full of of just sad people. Sad people. So I think Chrysler will make it through. What do you think about that, Zach? Am I crazy predicting that?
I'm going to say you are crazy. I'm going to have to wait until my predictions roll around to give my full spiel on this. But I see Chrysler continuing to lose ground. It's going to be another year at least before Fiat comes in to really save their asses. And, you know, they're just going to be regurgitating the same projects or products they've been regurgitating for the past 2 years anyway. So,
mm-hmm. What's wrong with the Caliber? I mean...
Everything, turns out.
Touche. Agree to disagree.
All right. So at the end of these predictions, we'll vote. So verdict on.
Wait,
Christ
you never. We never brought this up before.
Yeah, well,
I'm just making it up.
I invented it up. It's part of the roundabout way of doing things. So
very democratic by excluding the host from the process. But okay, have your vote. That's fine.
So what is it, guys?
Chrysler will survive. One hand up.
No dice. No, it may survive till the end of 2010.
No, Chrysler will not just survive, but they're not going to just. They're not going to collapse. Is my prediction.
Are you saying
just
they're going to flourish?
Just for 2010, or you're saying as
no,
an ongoing
gonna,
venture?
No, they're coming back. They're coming back. That's my prediction. Oh. It starts this year in 2010. That's my prediction.
So. Not in 2010.
Can I have the buzzer sound, Ben?
Well, if that's the verdict.
That's the verdict.
Ouch. Sorry, Craig.
Yeah, you guys will see. You guys will see.
Do we have a ding sound, like a bell ringing? For?
He has a catheter quote.
I've got an effect if you get it right.
All right, okay. All right,
we'll see.
Moving on. Let's see what else you got.
All right, my next prediction is there is going to be a big safety scandal uncovered regarding the Toyota braking systems.
Isn't there already a safety scandal going on with them?
See, I'm right. No, but they'll
that's a safe bet there. Isn't it?
Yeah, I played conservative on that one.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. I think they will uncover some sort of cover up that Toyota did. That they knew that this was a problem somehow, and that they didn't do anything to fix it.
They just ignored it.
Yeah, I think that'll come out. Could be completely off base on that, because we've been around the office. We've been testing a variety of vehicles. For braking performance, because there's more to it than just having the accelerator, you know, stuck to the floor by a floor mat. The brakes should always be able to overcome the engine. But the problem is when you've got the engine at wide open throttle, there's no vacuum in the intake. The brakes are boosted by the vacuum. That helps you push that gives you an easier pedal effort. And we've found on several other Japanese vehicles that we've tested, we've had the accelerator to the floor, and then we've got on the brakes to try to slow it down. They won't stop completely.
Really?
Because, yes. It hasn't happened to me. My boss, John McElroy, has reported that a couple Japanese vehicles have had that issue. So maybe there's a certain part supplier that's sharing a common component amongst the Japanese automakers, and that's what's causing this. I don't know. But I think there will be something uncovered in that regard about Toyota, you know, hiding things. But we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. But what do you guys think about that?
I would agree with you there. I believe, I don't know if it'll be a full-blown cover-up, but I think Toyota's going to get more hot water for that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eric, your say?
I'll go along with that. I think that part of one of the predictions I'm probably going to talk about deals with Toyota and some of that stuff. So, yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay. I'm the best.
Well done, sir. Well done.
All right. So my next prediction is kind of common sense. Hyundai will continue to grow market share in the U.S.
You are not a risky man, are you?
No. Well, I said Chrysler's going to start doing better. Come on.
All right. That's true.
And I started with that.
All right, get off me. Okay, all right.
Hyundai will continue to improve its sales. They've got a strong lineup, good warranty, good value.
Yes. This was as risky as the sun rising in the east tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. Screw you guys. Particularly you, Eric.
All right. My question is, will it continue to grow as everybody else does better in 2010? Because I think, you know, for the most part, their sales were really dependent on everybody else suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like everybody else is starting to gain momentum again. So do you
think they'll continue to grow?
Okay. All right.
They've got some solid products.
They do. They have some really great cars right now.
Chrysler could learn a few things from them.
Yes, they could.
And that's probably where their market share is going to come from. So those two predictions play off each other quite nicely. So I'm sure that's going to be another magical sound, Ben. So,
I'm sure it is.
High five. All right. My next prediction is the Swedish government will swoop in and save Saab and Volvo from the clutches of the Chinese.
Not going to happen.
Why not?
Do you seriously think the Swedish government's really into picking up crappy what are now U.S. brands?
Anything can happen.
Okay, fair enough.
Anything can happen. This is a long stretch, but I think the Swedish government is going to reach down and cradle its dying domestic auto industry and nurse it from its bosom back to health through subsidies and bailouts.
You do remember the British domestic car manufacturers, right? And how well that worked out?
There you go, Craig. I've rolled up the $20 bill so you can snort that cocaine some more.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, we'll see. They're very socialist over there in the Scandinavian area.
I just don't see it happening, man. I mean, right, Saab has turned into a complete dumping ground for GM's crap products. And Volvo's a pretty strong brand right now. But
I'm still a little bit out of a loss to why Ford is trying to get rid of it.
I don't understand that either. I mean, they haven't
done anything. They've given it a lot of money. It's got good products, but no, they're not selling that well.
But they take technology off of a Volvo.
Well, they're weaning themselves away from that, and with Mazda.
Bull.
Yeah.
No.
The C1 platform was developed.
The Taurus
is completely a
Volvo
platform.
Yes, that's
the D3, but they had to re-engineer it. They've done other re-engineering.
All the safety stuff?
Not all of the safety stuff. The previous generation of the Ford Taurus. The one that's not based on the Volvo architecture. That car came out in 1986. It scored good in the IIHS crash test. That was done completely in Dearborn, as far as I'm aware. The car that debuted in 86. One of the safest cars on the road. Performs great in crash tests. Who engineered that? Ford.
I'm just saying they've leaned on Volvo pretty hard in this last
I'm not disagreeing.
But, Volvo, I'm not going to say it's a halo brand, but it's a borderline prestige brand and, you know, has a lot of things with safety and quality, and it's...
And they're getting more prestigious. I mean, yeah. I would say, you know, the average American buyer looks at new Volvos on the same page as...
Audi.
Maybe a little... Yeah, Audi, or a little bit below Audi, I would say.
A little below Audi.
So...
I would think.
Just...
But hey. So that's my second...
Verdict.
...to last prediction. That's getting voted down.
Yeah.
My last prediction, maybe a little different than that, but I predict that the green, environmentally friendly fad that we're seeing right now is going to start fading next year as the economy starts to improve.
Not going to happen.
Why not? Americans don't actually care.
Americans don't care, but manufacturers do. And manufacturers think that Americans do care. Look at BMW and Volvo's offerings at the 2009 Detroit Auto Show. BMW's offering an all-electric 1 Series. Volvo's offering an all-electric plug-in C30.
Yeah. What dealer can you pick those up at?
None yet.
That's
both of them are incredibly close to production models. And Audi's looking at an all-electric R8, the e-tron.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff ain't going away, man. It's sticking.
Even if the consumer sentiment changes, aren't they too far down the road? I mean,
they are.
In 2010, for crying out loud, nothing's going to change.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's like, oh, green, we got to save the planet now, blah, 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 carbon footprint. I think that's
You don't hear that as much. But I think if there's a case for saving money in Phillips, I think Americans are still for that.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
I guess. So there you go. Those are my predictions. You can crucify me now for them.
Buzz that shit. Yeah.
Did it sound like Ben was banging his fist on a buzzer there?
That was me. I was banging my fist. Ben was the buzzer.
That's a good backfill for that sound effect. All right, Zach, you're up. What's next?
All right. Number one, Chrysler will suffer. You know, they just don't have anything for 2010. They've got nothing. A while ago I was working on a what's new for 2010 from each company, and Chrysler's just got nothing. It's the
same
crap.
They've got minivans.
No one cares. Everybody else has minivans, and everybody else has minivans that they know the company will be around in another 3 years. And right now, nobody knows that with Chrysler. What's more, they just had this huge news come out that they're not going to be repaying any of the TARP funds that they borrowed.
That's not Chrysler. That's Old Car Co.
whatever. Same crap in the American mind, man. I see their sales continuing to fall. I really do.
I don't know. They're a storied American brand. I don't want to see them go.
Storied American brand like Oldsmobile or Pontiac. I mean,
those were not an entity, an independent manufacturing company.
They were at one point, buddy.
Yes, they were, but not when they were ditched. Chrysler is the brand, you know. It's Chrysler Corporation, Chrysler LLC.
The only thing that
wasn't General Motors brand went out of business.
The only thing that's particularly strong out of the Chrysler portfolio right now is Jeep, mm-hmm. and even Jeep has seen some serious dilution over the last couple of years. Just look at the Compass, man. That's all I got to say.
It's a fine product.
Not true. So that's my first prediction.
Vote that shit down, Ben. Unless Eric.
Oh, come on, Eric. Come on.
You jumped the gun there.
Well, somebody was asleep at the switch. It goes down as a buzzer there. So next prediction.
See? Look at the camera.
Next prediction.
No, Eric, I don't
help me out here. Don't
Yeah. All right. Number two involves Honda's CRZ Sport Hybrid.
Gag me.
It's my prediction that car is not going to do too well. I think sales are going to be lackluster, thanks largely to the Civic Hybrid and the Insight, not to mention the Prius. It's true. It's a super hot car. It's pretty attractive.
If you're blind.
I think it's
a good looking car.
Right, yeah, thank you. I think it's pretty good looking. It's just that
you probably didn't like a CRX, did you?
Not particularly.
I thought the CRX was pretty awesome, and for Honda files, you know, the resurrection of the CR nameplate is pretty awesome. Other than the CRV, which was
Michelle says she wants a K car, by the way.
It just, you know, I don't see it doing particularly well. I see it doing about as well as the last Insight, and the last Insight, you know, was a two seater hybrid that. It sort of languished as far as sales are concerned. So
Zach, if you could take that CRZ and then drop the 2.2-liter four-cylinder diesel from the European,
absolutely. Now that would be a hot car.
You'd get like 65 miles to the gallon, and you could probably
and enough
zero
torque.
To 0 to 60 in 7 seconds.
Right. I would rather have the K Series 4 gasoline engine with some Brian Crower camshafts.
Well, sure. I mean, the K-Series would be fantastic, but as far as the green save-yourself-some-gas sort of thing, the diesel would be the way to go. It's just that, you know, American buyers don't dig on diesel, and I don't think Honda's going to be bringing diesel to the States anytime soon, and that's a shame.
But you could have a 300-horsepower K24 under the hood, and you'd still probably get 35 on the highway, you know?
That's true. It's a conundrum. I don't see the car doing particularly well. It's not going to be, you know, incredibly light. That's what the CRX had going for it. It was a super light, handled fantastic.
Pounds.
That's right. And the CRZ is just not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So, prediction number two.
Wait, verdict?
I'll go thumbs up.
All right. That's Greg? 2 out of 3.
I go thumbs down just to beat the center.
Doesn't matter. Still go.
Veto.
Ben, I just sent you a link to some a hopped up K-Series you can listen to.
Which is K-Series is absolute sex. I wrote in Civic Type.
Could someone please to non-Ricer boy what a K-Series is? Is that like
K-Series
the S2000?
Honda 4. No, that's F-Series. Think like RSX Type S.
Oh, okay.
You know, Civic SI. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they also have the K24, which is just used in the Accord.
BT18 or whatever the hell. That might
be. Right, the B-Series.
Okay. Yeah, the B-Series was the previous generation out of the Integra. You know, the B18 C1 was the super hot out of the Type R.
Okay.
And the K-Series just has a little bit more displacement. Still revs like a Banshee.
No sound, Ben.
I rode in a Civic Type R that had a K20 swap with a Jackson Racing supercharger on it. Had like 300 horsepower, 330 foot-pounds of torque, something like that. That thing was an absolute beast. It was unreal. Unreal. Yeah. Okay, prediction number three. Ford Mustang will gain ground on the Camaro, and that is based largely on some news that popped up a little. Well, I have to have a safe one too, Craig. All right. Mr. All right. Hyundai's gonna continue to grow market share. So Ford announced a while back that the new 2011 Mustang will feature a 5-liter V8 with 412.
A while back, you mean it leaked yesterday?
No, they announced it several weeks ago, and we talked about it on the show.
That wasn't a formal announcement. That was a spy shot and rumors.
Hey, Craig, it's New Year's, buddy.
Yeah, the embargo was broke. The embargo cleared on the 28th.
That's right. I thought the embargo was saved until the auto show.
No, the embargo for the Mustang. I have. Would you like to see the
email? Please do send me.
From Ford right here. And it says, the embargo for the 2011 Ford Mustang GT 5-liter V8 engine and Ford Racing 302R remains in place until 12:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, December 28th, 2009.
Well, color me surprised, since it is New Year's.
Besides, Autoblog broke that shit way long ago.
Broke anyway. The water, huh?
Yeah. So, 5-liter V8, 412 horsepower. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know, what, 18 horsepower less than what you can get out of the Camaro, but the Mustang weighs a crap load less, which means you're going to see... 300
pounds or something?
Yeah, which means you're going to see pretty similar performance, if not a faster pony. So, I would say the Mustang's finally going to be gaining some ground on the Camaro.
I think, well, the car has a better interior anyway, you know?
Yeah, and it's just it's a lighter car, and lighter translates to faster. You know, I don't care what you're doing.
Part of the fascination, I think, with the Camaro is the fact that it was out of production for a couple of years. You had the Transformers buzz off of it.
Mm-hmm. And that stuff's going to be dying down. I mean, those things are cropping up left and right now, and they're still hot. You know, everybody sees them and, you know, thinks they're gorgeous, but, you know... When you're looking at a similar performance for similar money and the Mustang turns out to be a little bit faster, I think people are going to respond to that, especially Ford buyers that were holding off hoping for, you know, the Coyote motor or whatever, something with a decent amount of performance.
The 5.0.
The law, buddy. 5.0.
Nice even number. I like that.
That's right,
buddy. It's prime number, too.
The 4.6 was always sort of a conundrum as far as...
Crap yeah. motor.
It was a crap motor.
Why is it a crap motor?
Compared to the 5.0,
yeah.
It was a great truck.
Lower great, maintenance costs.
Great
I'm
truck
sure it has better
buddy.
Fuel economy.
Not really.
Marginally.
Yeah. It,
not that a fuel economy is the engine's strong suit.
It's physically larger.
Yes.
It's physically heavier, and it produced less power and less torque.
What did the five liter produce in 92 when the modulars came out?
What was it rated at, or what did it really produce?
What was it rated at?
It was rated at 230 for horsepower and 320 for torque.
Let's see. Luke is saying 225.
Okay,
out of the 5.0,
close enough.
It's 45 horsepower per liter.
And when the 2-cam 2-valve 4.6 was introduced in 1996, it was 215 horsepower and 290 foot pounds of torque.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be
less.
What?
41. Well, I did it at 190. Let me see, because I thought that was what they came out with.
190 was in the Crown Vic. It was 215 in the. Yeah, I think it was 215 in the Mustang.
47, Eric. Greater specific output.
As the great Grumpy Johnson once said, there's no replacement for displacement.
That would be Grumpy Jenkins.
Jenkins, damn it. I was off by one.
He's been drinking.
One last name.
It's okay.
Yes,
true.
Grumpy was often known to drink.
And then beat his wife, right?
No, I don't know about that. But.
So, yeah.
I voted up.
All right. Woo!
Woo!
Two votes up.
And Benjamin, what are your predictions?
Shut
womp,
up.
Womp, womp, womp.
He's going to be a crabby Gus now.
The hell is that?
It's my thinking music.
Eric, your predictions? Anything good?
I have three predictions.
Let's go.
One of them, and they basically go from, well, no crap to that'd be a bit of a stretch.
Yes. So, well, lay them on us. Come on.
So my first one... Which will be is that the Ford Motor Company will sell more units than General Motors in 2010.
Okay.
Well, no. Yeah. You look at it, if you look at the numbers through the third quarter of 2009, General Motors had sold 1.8 million cars, and Ford had sold 1.4 million cars. General Motors had 22% market share, and Ford had around 15% market share. That would be a pretty large move, mm-hmm. would you not say?
Yes, it would be a large
move.
So that would be prediction number one, that Ford will sell more cars than GM and become the largest car seller
in
the American market.
Okay. Well, that would be a very interesting thing to happen next year. But I think they will get very close but fall short. So I'm going to vote down.
I would agree with Craig. That's a big stretch.
They'll get very close.
I think GM's got good product. I just think that lingering issues with lack of leadership at the top,
mm-hmm.
and the whole government bailout thing, and just their inability to execute a good marketing strategy to tell everyone what kind of decent product they have out there.
Plus, Ford has momentum.
They got a crap ton of momentum.
Okay. Right, I'm gonna agree with Eric on this.
Uh oh,
what? A reverse?
I'm gonna agree with Eric.
Just out of spite?
No, it's not out of spite. I think it's a good possibility. Yeah, I mean, it's not written stone or anything. Obviously, I just, you know, Ford. I think what really changed my mind was what you said, Craig. Is Ford's got a lot of momentum right now, mm-hmm. and they're doing really well with the Fusion, especially the hybrid. And they're looking to bring the Fiesta out right now. I think they'll be doing okay, and they may actually gain on GM. So I'll agree with you on that.
Well, there you go.
Prediction number two. Carlos Ghosn has made a lot of noise about the Nissan electric cars, specifically the Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
The Leaf will go on sale with an MSRP within $2,000 of the Chevy Volt.
Okay.
And
the Leaf?
The Leaf.
You got to be kidding.
Well, see, he's been trying to push that thing for under 30 grand, and I think by the time it comes out on the market, there's no way that thing's going to sell for under $37,000.
40 grand for a car that size? There's no way.
Thanks.
In America, there's no way.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to sell. I'm saying that's where they're going to have to price it.
I don't think so.
I hate electric, so I'm just going to abstain from this vote.
You can't abstain. Come on.
Congressman is not here for the vote.
I mean, I don't dig on electrics. I don't really dig on hybrids, to be honest. The CRZ is the only hybrid I would even think of owning. But that's an awfully small car. I think even Nissan would realize that, you know, they're going to have to take a hit on that price in order to move it. I mean, it's what size is that car? It's Prius-sized or smaller, right?
It's C-segment, I think.
BC. Sentra, Versa, somewhere probably between those two.
I mean, it's a small car. Nobody's going to pay close to $40,000 for that. I don't think they can do it.
147 miles to the gallon.
Not going to happen, .gov.
I don't know. I got to disagree with you, Eric. I don't think I can.
Well, that was my reach one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough. I disagree. Of course, we'll see in a couple months. See if I'll be eating those words, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Eating crow. All right. Number three.
Number three is we're going to get slightly political on this, but it does affect the U.S. car industry. Okay. Actually, it affects all industry in the U.S. By the end of 2010, we will still not have a national health care bill in the U.S.
End of 2010?
We got to have it before the end of the year, I think.
No, it's not.
For Christmas.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen by the end of 2010. It hasn't happened so far through 2009. So, and given that there is a midterm elections come November and come like September, October, when all the attack ads start coming out for these races in the Congress. In Congress,
9 months into the year.
That's right. It'll
happen. Close right now.
We've seen how well it's worked so far when they've had all the leverage they could need. I'm just saying.
All those teabaggers going out there. Teabag meetings.
They have a supermajority in both houses so that it can't be filibustered.
Mm-hmm.
So literally they could just ramrod it through. They could have done it. They could have ramrodded something through at this point, and they have not had it. And as they come to the midterm elections, and they're going to lose at least 4 seats in the Senate and probably as many as 25 seats in Congress,
You think they're going to lose that many?
Because of all these.
I don't know. We're not. The Republican Party has no leadership. They're just
doesn't matter. It's not the fact that the Republican Party doesn't have leadership, which I would agree. It's that the Democrats have screwed themselves up so badly that they look like a laughingstock when they were given a mandate, and they're like, and the public's going to look like, we gave you a mandate and you still couldn't get it done. GTFO.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm going to disagree. I think we will have a health care plan sooner rather than later.
I'm with you, Craig.
Sometime next year, because they're close right now. What was the vote in the Senate? I was reading the other day that it was voted down by a very narrow margin. Unless I'm wrong, I read
it hasn't been brought up for a vote in the Senate.
Well, maybe it was in subcommittee or something. That is what I was reading it about. But
I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. I mean, honestly, exactly. there's so much going on with it right now. I don't see everybody just backing away from it all of a sudden. It's going to happen. Go see that.
That's the buzzer, Ben. There it is. Okay. Ben, your predictions?
Move on. My prediction... Org. Is that it's, oh my God, almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, we've kept you on your New Year's Day for awfully late. I'm sorry, guys. Well, we better wrap things up here.
Are we going to talk about Mud Monster's predictions?
Make them quick.
Mud Monster says, number one, the Volt Dance will be the new craze.
No, it won't.
Ben?
It's horrible.
Buzzer. Number two, Craig will still not know any pop culture and think that Sandra Bullock is a great actress. Hold on. 2.5. Mud Monster will have... Well, let's give the up for that.
You stole my vote.
2.5. Mud Monster will have a Twitter and blog in 2010.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, do that shit. Come on.
Yep. And number three, Ben will send Mud Monster roundabout logo sometime.
Well done.
So
Ben is very, he keeps things very close to his vest.
His plaid vest.
Well, no, he has a pinstriped vest, but I do have a plaid one. In any event, Eric Tritko from Dearborn, Michigan, not 10 minutes away from our studios, thank you yet again for joining us on New Year's Day to tape this version of Roundabout.
It was my pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you. And Zach Bowman, all the way, Skyping in all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right, buddy.
Absolutely terrific having you on the program.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Yeah. Sorry to keep you so late on New Year's Day.
That's all right.
You've got a lot of drinking to do.
Good to talk off that hangover. It's good. Yeah.
You're sweating it out, all that talking, right?
I am, buddy. Smell like cheap scotch.
So plug your websites and then get off the line.
All right, let's see. Exhaustnote.com, blog.webridesTV.com, and green-racer.com. That's where it's at.
Sweet. And Eric?
Oh.
I flipped. Did you see that?
Yes. No, I know it. I did that. I'm more laughing at something Michelle just had in the chat room. So rumblestrip.net and twitter.com/rumblestrip.
That's terrific. Lastly, Ben?
I've made it my New Year's resolution to have no more awkward thank you exchanges with you.
He's cutting me off.
How's that working out? You know what we need for Craig? We need some keyboard cat.
Keyboard cat? No.
See, not only does he not know, like, popular pop culture, he doesn't even know, like, internet
memes.
Pop culture.
How is that possible? Yeah.
Did you know the largest battleship ever produced?
No one
was
cares.
The Yamato class by the Japanese. It had a battery of 9 18.1 inch guns, the largest ever mounted on a vessel.
So you've been watching a lot of History Channel while you've
been on vacation. I did actually know that. I'm ashamed to admit I did.
79,000 plus ton displacement when equipped for battle. Did you know that?
Not the last part, but I knew the first part.
Very good.
Love me some History Channel, buddy.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Did you know the Yamato was sunk off of the island of Okinawa? The Japanese attempted to run it aground and use
Why are we talking about
not,
this?
Not only did I know that, but I do know that we can find Roundabout swag on the new really? Roundabout show.
Why don't you tell the Roundabout audience store. About it, Eric?
You can get some really cool sweatshirts and hoodies and coffee mugs
and
beer steins and... Yeah, no, not so much the thongs. And you can head on over to the Roundabout Show to find the link, roundaboutshow.com.
It's in the sidebar, correct?
Yep.
It's the Roundabout Emporium,
if you need
right?
If you need the direct URL, it is cafepress.com/roundabout. And don't forget, you can follow what's going on with the Roundabout Show on Twitter at twitter.com/roundaboutshow.
And don't forget about Facebook.
Oh, yes, and our Facebook fan page. Make sure that you sign up now.
Yeah, just search for it. Mark Zuckerberg thanks you for signing up for Facebook. So they can rape you of privacy.
And you can index your ass.
Absolutely. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
Headphones.
Mud Monster revises his third prediction. Ben will send him the roundabout logos sometime.
Mud Monster, do you know how busy Ben has been? Do you have any clue? And I tried sending them
Ben,
once.
Ben. Oh, yeah. All I hear out of your mouth is my vagina hurts, okay? All I hear out of your mouth.
All right, we better just start the show.